Blog Talk Radio.
I want to say losing is not easy, dealing with losing runner-up. I lost so many times, you know, I didn't come up short in tests. I came up short in second place in a lot of things, you know. It was very painful, especially if I worked hard on something, you know, my schooling and my music. I never got that chance. I never got that chance to be successful. And part of it was because of my attitude, that's all. But my determination supersedes it to where I really do feel that I can be something, you know. And I have my ups and downs, you know. But it's painful, especially if you work hard, because you want to be in the winner's circle. But sometimes, you know, we come up short. You know, I've seen it in sports. You know, Roger Federer lost to Rafa Nadal in the 2007 French Open and prevented him from getting a Grand Slam. He's still a champion. I've seen it Serena losing to Angela Kerber, and I've seen it to other players. But, you know, the thing is that it's going to happen to every one of us one day or another. You know, for the presidential campaign of the United States coming up losing the election, it can be very devastating. But it's painful. But there's another day, you know. Oh, when losing the Super Bowl, oh, you know, that's painful too. That can be painful, especially if you spent all those years playing football or basketball, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But there's always a second, another day. And I do believe that's the truth, you know. But, you know, as I get older, I realize, you know, that's the way it is, you know. I do the best I can, and hopefully you will, too. Accept myself for who I am and with my abilities. I did the best I could. Life is very difficult. For me, it's been very difficult because I came up short so many times, and it's not fair, you know. One test that I have right now is to go further with my education, you know, because it's important, because I want to be a lecturer at a college. So, or, you know, to make sure that I can get to where I want to go. Unfortunately, that hasn't happened because, you know, I got rejected, I got to do so much stuff, and I also got dream killers. Don't let dream killers stop you. Dream killers, you know, people, dream killers could be, you know, my dream killers, the only person that could really stop me is me. But dream killers out there can say, you know, don't want you to be a success, don't want you to be this and that. But, or it can be your attitude, or it could be some situation, you know, like you have an injury, or it could be, just keep tea with it. Go for your dreams. I'm doing the best I can, and hopefully you will too. So all I can say is just hang in there. And remember, keep your feet on the ground, reality, and keep reaching for the clouds. Because when you know where you are and where you're going, you can reach up to the clouds. And if you mind your business, respect boundaries, there'll be less strife in your life. And you respect other people's boundaries. You won't get in no trouble. You won't go to jail. You won't be a victim of a lawsuit. You won't have the cops after you. You won't have law, you know, the law after you. You won't, you know, you won't be fighting. You won't put yourself or your life in jeopardy. That you won't be arguing. You won't have all, you won't see some untimely, horrific situations because you mind your business. That's important. Good night.